Hello to @Sue_Pinder, Susan Pinder, who's been on our Twitter just talking about football players and other sports people, really, who might get caught out being a little bit controversial, doing something a little bit naughty, and, you know, whether they should have that kind of downtime, if you know what I mean. Billy, you know what I'm talking about. You know, everyone should be entitled to a life, am I right?
Of course they should.
But you see some stuff like that, and obviously we're talking about the shisha pipes and these kind of things, and we see a few footballers getting caught smoking and stuff like that. And obviously the press will descend and they will go crazy about it. The pictures will be everywhere, won't they? Smoking maybe is a bit of a no-no for some professional players.
Because, why, though? Because
well,
we've got
it's just unhealthy, that's why.
Yeah, we all know it's unhealthy, but loads of top-class international players smoke now and always have smoked, so it can't be too bad in the short time you're playing football.
I'm guessing. I mean, yeah, I'm not exactly a doctor or anything like that. You know, I'm far from it. And I'm not going to, you know, sort of preach the medical sort of deficiencies that could be, you know, attributed to smoking. But when it comes to things like the sort of shisha pipes, and they're a legal thing. I don't really see the major point with that. You know, obviously you see them in restaurants all the time. We've seen plenty of stuff like that. People on holidays. You know, that is one of the most popular pictures around when you look at Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff, isn't it? And just thinking about, obviously, the silly thing with the laughing gas balloon, that was probably a little bit misjudged, really, wasn't it, from Raheem Sterling. But there's a lot of players who get themselves in these kind of predicaments, in these places, and then they get photographed, and then people really start to have a go at them. Are they really allowed to have this downtime, or should they remain professional at every single moment?
Well, I think you've got to treat footballers as men, haven't you? And I think everyone's entitled to a social life. As long as it's not affecting their performance on the pitch, as far as I'm concerned, I couldn't care less what they're getting up to in the spare time. If someone looks at footballers as role models for their youngsters, I think there's something wrong with them. Any parent who thinks that a footballer or any sportsman really is a role model for their kids needs to look elsewhere, particularly with footballers. And they should be able to do what they want, as long as it's not affecting their performance on the pitch. Now, with Sterling, he's a young lad. First of all, he's 20, so I'm sure he's got some growing up to do. But, you know, just as all these reports are breaking about the laughing gas, he was banging in a stunning goal against Newcastle, which was one of the winning goals. So it's clearly not affecting him on the pitch. Could it in the future? Maybe. And that's when the head coach, the manager and the club look after the players and make sure it doesn't. So, as far as I'm concerned, we've had players over the years. I mean, one of my friends is reading the great rugby player Brian O'Driscoll's autobiography, and he was a big drinker while he was playing. Didn't stop him being one of the best players ever. Now, I'm not advocating heavy drinking for any sports person, but it didn't affect his career. And also, a lot of characters, like George Best, for instance.
Exactly.
They were up to all sorts during their playing careers, but people loved them because they were characters and they performed on their relative pitches. So as far as I'm concerned, let them do what they want, and unless it's affecting their football, or obviously it's outside the boundaries of the law.
Yes, it's a very interesting point, actually. That you know, there's a friend of mine who is a journalist and has interviewed many Premier League players before in the past, and championship players as well, and other sports people. And there's a lot that kind of got involved with extramarital affairs and doing stuff that was a little bit, you know, seen as a bit naughty by a lot of people. And one of the main reasons why affairs, or, you know, just some extracurricular activity which could be deemed as a little bit naughty, cropped up, they told this journalist that it's because they were bored.
Well, it's pathetic. They're grown men.
Interesting points, though. We'll put that onto our face.
How can you put anything down to being bored?
They said they were bored. They had nothing to do. When they came home from training,
well,
they had nothing to do.
That's not an excuse. Well, you're coming from training, get a hobby, get different hobbies, do some sort of education, learn things. Just don't. That's ridiculous.
I think this is, again, that's the whole point, you see, where a lot of people, they have to kind of grow up, don't they? Even though they're given everything on a plate, and they're told that they're the best things in sliced bread. And they're made out to be these superstars that everybody, as you said, look up to. And, you know, they shouldn't be these massive role models. That they're doing a job at the end of the day, aren't they?
And all
they?
That money they're paid, I'm sure they can afford some good DVDs. Maybe a luxury Scrabble set. That'd be good.
With, like, gold letters or something.
Why not?
That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Maybe they should play Plunk.
Yep, that's one. Look, the other games.
Buckaroo.
Yeah, with, like, say, the Liverpool players, Sterling. He can invite, you know, Henderson round and Lucas, and come round to mine. We'll have we'll play Monopoly.
We'll have a Connect Four session.
Exactly. Have games tournaments for those long afternoons instead of, you know, having it off with the neighbour's wife.
I'll tell you what, they
allegedly
all play FIFA, don't they?
Exactly.
Get them all in a big FIFA tournament.